the viewpoint. From this observation point, we can look down on all of Falaillon, with its roofs of red tiles or slate. The name of the village actually denotes a marshy area. My old books state that Falaillon was originally two words. On the one side, there was Fayon, or the abbreviation Fin, which means fen, that is, a boggy little marsh on the top of a hill. On the other, there was the term Lin, which means down there in Old French. Over time, Fayon, Lin became Falaillon, a sort of little marsh. The rolling landscape that spreads out before us with the Charlemagne Way in the distance linking Liège to Aix-la-Chapelle is typical of the Condroz, situated just a short distance from the Molinier, which we can imagine to our left flowing merrily towards the Meuse. Falaillon lived essentially off its lands. The village counted numerous farms, in particular the one we can just see in front of us on the top of the hill. Cattle are raised there for milk and meat, and there is also beetroot, oilseed grapes, and above all, cereals. You are standing on the edge of a wheat field, by the way. From here, we can have a very interesting view of the fortified farm. We can also appreciate the church, which bears the name of Saint-Léger, a most surprising character who Jean Elbout, the president of the tourist office, can tell us about. We're in 616 near Alsace. Saint-Léger had a semi-religious, semi-political role, and that created problems for him. He was arrested and imprisoned. They ripped out his tongue and burned his eyes. He rested up in the Fécamp Abbey for 2 years. They then tried to implicate him into a regicide plot again. He was beheaded in Arras in 678. But disturbingly, his body stayed upright for a full hour. As soon as he was buried, countless miracles and wonders occurred all over. The parish of Falaillon was founded little more than a century after these strange events, but it would take until the first half of the 18th century before Saint-Léger Church was raised. It's in a classical style. The current facade and tower were built later in 1848. The church square is a crossroads for many pedestrian walks through which you can discover Falaillon and the surrounding area. And if you like activities that are as much fun as they are sporty, look no further. Head for Mont Aigle and try out the Draisine. They are little carts, also known as rail bikes, that you move by pedalling on the old railway which runs alongside the river Molinier. Our visit is now over. Thank you for having followed it, and see you soon.